Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck, and with my guest this week. If you joined us yesterday, you'll remember that I'm going to start having guests here and there so we can really process God's word together, so we can hear God's word, so we can practice seeing what God is saying to us together. And like we said yesterday, and I really want to encourage you to go back and listen to yesterday's episode, because I think it builds on some building blocks. Often, like we do at the beginning of the week, we're building up of what the Lord is saying to us through the word. But go ahead and listen to that episode, and you'll get a good intro of my guest. But I have Annie Randolph back with me. Annie, how's it going?
Good. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, we're keep on going in this word. Annie is a college student at Ave Maria. She's from the area here and is part of Be Love and Pine Hills and Damascus and so many good things that the Lord has called her to. And we're just diving into God's word together. And so yesterday we began to just talk about what it means that we have access now to God through Jesus' flesh, and really just began to talk about the Eucharist and how we can wait on the Lord when we know, like, okay, Lord, like, I do believe this, but I'm not experiencing this in my own life. And so we encourage you yesterday to go and wait on the Lord, to spend some time in that place, whether it's in adoration or even if you couldn't get to adoration, to just in that place of your heart, just begin to wait on the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and pray, and then Annie's going to read the passage again like we always do, and then we're going to see what the Holy Spirit has to say. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Spirit, we just thank you for giving us another opportunity to read the Word of God, to encounter the person of Jesus, to exalt him, and to see him exalted in this Word. And we just ask that you would come right now and enlighten our hearts and our minds, that you would lead us in our conversation, and that you would make Jesus known to us, and that you would just give him glory as we see him on these pages. We ask that you would increase our confidence, increase our boldness, rooted in who we are in you, not in our own merit, not in our own strength, but rooted in our identity in you and in what we have through Jesus' sacrifice. We ask this all in your most holy name. Amen.
Amen.
So reminder that we're in Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 19, and Annie's going to read that little chunk for us, and then we're going to keep going. Yeah.
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way which he has opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as it is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
Hmm. So yesterday we were kind of ending, if you were with us, talking about how waiting on the Lord requires a certain level of confidence. Mm-hmm. Of like, okay, Lord, I'm waiting here because I know that she'll come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this is the dumbest analogy, but like, when you're waiting for someone and they're late, like, you're waiting because you think they're still gonna come.
Yeah.
You know, like, if
yeah.
you think they're not coming, you're not gonna wait.
Right.
You know, like, it's just like, and so the waiting itself, like, is like, oh, okay, there's a confidence here. And I love that it says it here in Hebrews, we have such a great confidence to enter into the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. So we have confidence to approach God. We have confidence in God. Talk a little bit like what that strikes in you, Annie. Like thinking about like, another word is boldness, like having boldness
yeah.
to come before the Lord, or confidence
yeah.
in him. What does that look like?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, coming back to your analogy, I was thinking about like, but there are people who continually show that they don't show up, and then you have less and less confidence, right?
Yeah.
And so I think like to start off, like oftentimes the confidence comes from past experience, which we're so blessed with scripture and tradition to have all these examples of like, well, he showed up for Moses and he showed up for Abraham and he showed up for whatever. And he also showed up for all of these saints. And so I think that's like oftentimes the starting block for me of like, okay, like he's been faithful. And so if he says he's going to come, he's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But then at some point in our life has to become personal, that he's encountered me and the things that he has promised to me, he has come through on, and he has delivered. Yeah. And I think that's part of the reason, I think I probably learned this at Pine Hills, of just like, when Jesus promises something, I would write it down. Mm-hmm. And then when he fulfilled that promise, I would write that down. And there have been times when there are definitely days or even seasons where it feels like I don't feel like I have confidence that he's going to show. I don't feel like I have confidence that he's going to move in the way that he promised. And I will go back to those things sometimes as young as when I was like 7, 8, 9 years old and be like, you've been faithful every moment up to this. Why would you start? You know, why would you stop now? Yeah. Why would you start going back on your promises now? And so I think the combination of both our tradition and our scripture of seeing his faithfulness, but also from trusting his faithfulness for my own life has created that confidence.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. And even just thinking about, going back to that really like lame watered down analogy. Yeah. And I think we can think about that in the context of like, oh, like someone like showing up late. But I think even for some of you friends, as Annie's talking and as we're talking about this idea of confidence, there's something that strikes a deeper chord in us, because for many of us, our experience, maybe your experience of life is not just like, oh, someone's late to come meet you, but is that people don't want to show up for you. You know, like maybe your emotional experience of life is that this person didn't show up for me, or they're like, I'm always showing up for other people or whatever. Like, I think there's something that hits our hearts when it comes to God, where we say, can I really be confident in you? Like, can I really be confident that you're going to show up because of our experience, whether it was someone not loving us like they were supposed to love us, or the wounds that we have, or all these different things. And then what begins to inform our confidence is these feelings that we have and our woundedness, and that impacts our hope for the future. Right. And so I love what you're saying, because there's some, like, I just heard this, I forget who said this, but I was listening to something they were talking about in those times where we are like waiting on the Lord. Like, maybe you're waiting on the Lord for something, friends. Maybe you're in a season of suffering. I don't know where you are. Like, because this is going out to many people, probably a lot of you are in a season of suffering, you know? Or as we're talking, those things are coming up, those wounds, those places that are tender in your heart where deep down you're like, I don't know. If I, like, confidence sounds great. I don't know if I have it in me to be confident in somebody else who's going to let me down. And as you're in that place, like, the thing that God wants to inform your hope for the future and inform your confidence is his track record of faithfulness. And so when we're in a place where we can't see it, we have to pull on our memory, whether it's from when we're 7 or 8, or from God showed up. Like, I know historically Jesus died on the cross and rose again. And I have to pull from the memory bank of God's faithfulness, because the truth, friends, and listen closely to us as we say this, the truth is that we have to believe through faith is God wants to show up for you. He wants to prove his faithfulness. And sometimes for us, we know all the things in our head. We know Jesus is there in the Eucharist. We know he's there in adoration, all this kind of stuff. We know he's there for us. And we know he's died for us. We know he's risen for us. But we need to go down deep into those places in our hearts where we've been let down, where we've been abandoned, and believe and say, I am choosing by faith to believe this fundamental reality that God wants to be with me, that he wants to show up for me, that he's shown me over and over again that he will not fail me. And I think that's a practice that we have to do in terms of building our confidence. But I think many of us live our day-to-day life as if God has something to prove. You know, like going and being like, okay, yeah, maybe yesterday you showed, maybe yesterday you gave me manna.
Yeah.
But like now, like, okay, this situation is here. Like, what are you going to do? Yeah. You know, like, even if we don't
kind of
say
like
it,
he's not faithful unless he proves otherwise. Like, 100%. Every day.
Like, he constantly, like, have you ever been in like a friendship where it's like you feel like no matter how you try to love this person, you're like on a treadmill, always proving to them, like kind of walking on eggshells? I feel like obviously God doesn't feel this towards us, but sometimes that's how I act with him. Like, I'm like, okay, prove yourself again and again and again. But the difference is he doesn't get tired of proving himself, you know?
I'm so struck just even in the past year, like the Lord has shown up in crazy ways and fulfilled promises that I've been waiting on for a long time. And even still, there are days when I wake up and I'm like, are you really going to show up today? Are you really going to come? And it's like, he's so radically patient. Like, I am just in awe of that. The foundation of, like, scripture saying, like, it's because he's faithful that we can trust. It's like, mm-hmm. the foundation of this confidence isn't even that I'm going to muster it up on my own strength. Mm-hmm. I'm going to convince myself he's faithful. It's like, no, he's proven himself faithful over and over again. Yeah. And that is the foundation mm-hmm. of my trust in
right.
him. And so at the end of the day, like, even the root of my own confidence in him is that he's been faithful and mm-hmm. he made the first move. Mm-hmm. And he's always willing to make the first move. Yes. And now he's patiently, every single day, because I forget all the time, waiting for my response. Mm-hmm. And he's not fed up or upset. I mean, you watch it over and over and over again with the Israelites that they leave, and he's like, I will continue to pursue you and prove my faithfulness to you over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's so true. And I love that you brought that up of, like, what is this confidence founded on? Because, again, friends, I want to say this, and I want, because we want to take truth. We want to be people who are living in the truth about who God is. And that's something that we have to fight for. We have to fight against our emotions. We have to fight against our inclinations. We have to fight against all the, even our experiences, sometimes in the world, of the way others treat us or the way we treat others. Is the reality is the confidence is founded. What does Paul say in this passage? The confidence is by the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. What is the confidence founded on? Not even like, oh, look at how amazing my prayer life is, or look at how much I'm going to mass, or look at this. The confidence to enter, the confidence that you are building your life on, is one thing: the blood shed by Jesus on the cross. And so there's a way in which it's showing us, and he's showing me, that I've just been praying this over and over again, that even if I never get another thing that I want, even if the rest of my life is horrible, terrible suffering, even if everything goes wrong and everyone leaves me, you know, all these worst case scenarios that we have in our head, Jesus has already proven himself through his blood. And that blood is enough to build my entire life on. And that we just need to stop. The Lord's asking us, he's saying, the joy and the confidence and the boldness that comes from just letting go of, it's not built on your behavior. It's not built on how good you can love. It's not built on even your character. It's built on my blood.
Yeah.
And then that blood transforms you as you live in the confidence of what I've done for you. Not even in the confidence of what I will do for you. In the confidence of what I've done.
Yeah.
But, like, we just want to rely on so many other things. So how do you feel like, in your own life, do you, like, can you practice, like, dependence of being like, it sounds weird being like, I'm depending on the blood. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the blood of Jesus is the thing that I'm depending
on.
Like,
so simply, I have post-it notes that literally say that. Like, in my bathroom, like, the blood defines me. The blood defines my future. The blood is, like, the blood covers all, like, everywhere. And I think that really has a big thing been through mass of receiving the body and blood and saying, like, I don't feel like I deserve to be, you know, forgiven from these sins because I don't. I don't feel like I have everything figured out because I don't, but I know that the power of the blood is enough. Mm. And so it's just continued to be like just asking the Lord to reveal that and declaring that every day. Totally. Like, the blood covers all. The blood is enough.
That's so true.
You know?
That's so true. Yeah, and friends, as we're wrapping up here, I just feel like, as we're sitting here, we have this image of entering into the sanctuary, right? Of entering, we can enter into the sanctuary, into the closest part of God's heart by the blood of Jesus. And we have that confidence through the blood by a new and living way. And I feel like the Lord is saying to some of you, all of those things that you've been carrying, don't carry them into the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Like, drop them outside of this place of intimacy, because you don't need to carry them anymore. Your past sins, your past wounds, that bitterness that you're holding on to for the way that that person didn't love you or whatever it is, that the blood has covered you. So now you have confidence. Yeah. And so you can be free of those things. And you can enter in by the flesh and be with Jesus in that place and wait on him. So we're going to keep going in this passage again. We've only made it through 19 and 20. So we're going to keep going in this passage and see what the Spirit has to say to us. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.